Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy New Year. It's a new year, the first Sunday of the year. And so we welcome you to worship today. Let's pray for everyone. There's quite a bit of sickness going around. Alberta's sick this morning. She couldn't be here this morning. And I know there's several others that are struggling a little bit and sick. And Betty's sick this morning. And so let's pray for one another. And we just welcome you to the house of the Lord. And we're excited about what God's going to do in 2024. And so we're going to talk about that a little bit during our message time. But first of all, we just want to welcome you to service today. And we'll go ahead and we'll get started this morning. Probably the main prayer request and main focus is Patsy and Bill's. Bill Slusher passed away on Thursday night. And so they'll be having his funeral on Friday. Visitation from 10 to 12. And then the funeral service will be at 12 o'clock. And everything's going to be at the funeral home in Morrow, Vail Funeral Home. And so after that, we're going to go to the gravesite in South Lebanon. And then we're going to have a dinner for the family here at the church. So if you're available to help on Friday afternoon, probably around 1 o'clock, 1:30 time frame, we're really going to need your help. A lot of folks are working, won't be able to get off. And so we're planning on having a dinner for their family. So if you'd like to take part in that, let me know. And we'll make sure that we can service the family the best that we can. Okay? So be praying for them. Be praying for Patsy and her family. And let's continue to pray for one another. Okay, let's go to Lord in prayer. Father, we come to you today. We just thank you for giving us this opportunity to be back in your house and to worship you today. I pray that the Holy Spirit would just fall on us. I pray, Lord, that you would just fill this worship center, Lord, with your presence. I pray that you will help us in this year. Lord, we pray for the world. We pray for peace around the world. Father, we pray that your will just be done. We just thank you for everything that you're going to do in the future, and we most of all thank you for the salvation that we have in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I just pray, Lord, that you'll just be with the worship now and just bless Susan and the praise team as they lead us in worship. Forgive us where we fail you, and all these things we asked in your precious and holy name we pray. And all of God's people said,
Amen.
Amen. Okay.
How about
about we stand up for this first one? I want to know more about my Jesus.
Amen.
While traveling through this world of sorrow, I'm on my way to glory land. I'm not turned back for some tomorrow. My trials here I'll understand. I want to know more about my Jesus.
Yes, I do.
I want to know more about my Lord.
I want to know more.
I'm so glad you're in my life.
The devil's been fighting us all morning.
I'm telling you what. You have no idea.
Get behind me, Satan, in the name of the Lord.
Who is a friend that sticks closer than a brother?
Jesus.
What a friend, right?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, sometimes our friends let us down, but he won't.
Amen.
Here we go. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, we'll have to turn
on that one.
All right. great message.
Amen.
So you guys did a good job, and we'll do it again next week, so now we're familiar with it.
Amen.
And you can always
Amen.
Listen at home, right?
Amen.
For God so loved the world.
Awesome.
All
right. Good job.
Oh, we got to wait for
Okay.
Up.
You're up.
Amen. Thank you for teaching us new stuff, Susan. That's wonderful. We appreciate it. At this time, we're going to ask our ushers to come forward, and we'll take up our morning offering. Again, we want to thank you for your faithfulness of giving to the church. The Lottie Moon Christmas offering, we had a goal of 500. We're took up 690, and so we're thankful for that. And we'll continue to collect for that. So maybe you didn't have a chance yet to give to Lottie Moon. It's not too late. They collect all the way through the month of January, and then we'll send that in. So we'll ask our ushers to come on forward. Bruce, would you like to ask a blessing, please?
Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Just be with these ushers and your family. In Jesus' name, bless this offering. In Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen.
To God be the glory, great things He has done. So loved He the world that He gave us His Son, who yielded His life and atonement for sin, and opened the life gate that all may go in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear His Jesus the Son, and give Him the glory, great things He has done, great things He has taught us, great things He has done, and great our rejoicing through Jesus the Son, the purer and and greater will be our joy and our wonder when Jesus we see. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, Father, through Jesus the Son, and give Him the glory, great things He has
you'll probably hear the word fight a lot this year because we had prayed and was seeking God's will for the church, and we believe that fight is one of the words that kept coming up as we were looking for what God wanted us to do. And so today we are going to be looking at a sermon entitled Go Fight for Jesus. And actually, that's going to be our theme for 2024, is go fight for Jesus. Because I believe that we are now in a critical moment in world history. I believe that we know without a shadow of a doubt that we're living in the days of the end. We know that there's a lot going on in the world. And we know that Satan knows that he only has a very short time. And so he is going to do everything in his power to destroy us. And I can tell you, since Wednesday, I've had some spiritual battles, as we shared with the church on Wednesday. So I would invite you to come and be part of our Wednesday night Bible study. We're going through a book entitled Armed and Dangerous. This book will teach us how to fight the devil, because we're in a fight for souls, we're in a fight of our life. And so I believe that God wants, first of all, for us to be equipped. And so we encourage you to come out on Wednesday nights at 6:30, and we'll be looking at some ways to fight for the Lord Jesus. And so part of our theme for the year is Jesus Crusade 2024. Jesus Crusade 2024, go fight for Jesus. And so that's what we're going to be doing this year, and we're going to, we got some banners that we need to get ordered. We got some other material that we want to get in. We're creating, looking at creating some easy share your faith pamphlets that we can give out to our neighbors and our friends. And so this is going to be the year of challenge. God wants to challenge us to get into fight and fight for him, because the days are short and the battle is soon to be over. We'll be taken up to heaven, and it'll be terrible for those that are left behind. At the time of my studying, I didn't realize that God was going to break this passage up a little bit. And so today we're going to look at the first part of Go Fight for Jesus. Next week we're going to talk about fight. And then I think the following week we're going to break off and look at the sanctity of life, the issues around that. I have talked with the Wilmington New Life Center, and they'll be getting us baby bottles here next week. So we can take the baby bottles and fill them up with some money so that we can help with the needs there at the pregnancy center in Wilmington, Ohio. And so we'll be looking at doing that, and ask the ladies to take part of that and take ownership of that and help the pregnancy center. And then after that, we'll finish up with the part of Jesus, which will be right really after our gospel jam. And so the emphasis of our first Sunday in February will be an evangelism Sunday, to invite people, invite friends, neighbors, be sharing the faith in this month of January, and to get people to come out in February so that we can talk to them and tell them about the most wonderful thing, which is the most wonderful person, not a thing, but a person, Jesus Christ our Lord. And so put your seatbelts on, because it is going to be a fun, fabulous ride in 2024. Don't listen to what the news is saying about 2024. Yes, there's a lot of issues. Yes, it's going to be a tough year. But Jesus is still on the throne.
Amen.
And so we're thankful for that. Amen. Thank you for clapping, because we should all be clapping, because Jesus is still on the throne. All right, so I'm going to look at just a few scriptures. My wonderful tech has got all the Bible verses on there, so we're going to read a couple of them. If you've got your Bible, and you should have a copy of the Word of God, because the online Bible is going to be going away really, really soon. And so you need to leave.
It's our sword, brother.
Huh?
This is our sword to fight.
That's right. It's our sword, and we are going to leave our sword behind when Jesus takes us home. And I guarantee you, there'll be somebody pick up this Bible and carry it, because they're going to need the Bible if they're left behind. Amen. Yes. And I tell you, there's a lot of people that's going to be left behind. Jesus said, that straight is the way and narrow is the way, and few there is that'll find that way, but broad is the way that'll lead, and many will go into that path. So take your Bible, stand with me, and let's honor the reading of God's holy word, 1 Samuel chapter 17. I'm going to actually start reading in verse 38. We know the story very well. This is a story about David and Goliath. And it was one of the most amazing fight stories in the Bible. It's one that we refer to quite a bit. There's so much in this. And so starting in verse 38, Saul armed David with his armor, and he put his helmet of brass upon his head. Also, he armed him with his coat of mail. And David girded his sword upon his armor, and he essayed to go, but he had not proved it. And David said unto Saul, I cannot go with these, for I have not proved them. And David put them off of him. And he took his staff in his hand, and he chose 5 smooth stones out of the brook, and to put them in a shepherd's bag, which he had, even in his grip. And his sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistine. And the Philistine came on and drew near unto David, and the man that bared his shield went before him. We're going to stop reading right there. Father God, we come to you, and now we are invading spiritual darkness. And I pray that the most holy Jesus, the most powerful Holy Spirit, would expel anything of darkness in this place today. Father, we know that when we stand to fight is when the devil comes to challenge us. And Father, I pray as we will be challenged in the days ahead, that we would be found faithful, that we would be found standing for you. I thank you for all that you're going to do in this year of 2024. And Father, if you cherish your coming of your Son, Jesus, I pray that we will be standing and fighting for him. In the name that's above every name, the name of Jesus we pray. And all of God's people said,
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Assay the battlefield. Assay the battlefield. And so basically, the results of such of an analysis, because assay means it is an investigated process that is used in the laboratory of medical discovery. And so as we think about assay is what David did there. And so as we would look at assay, or we would investigate what's happening in the world today, if we would take a look and just let God pull the curtains back so that we can fully understand what's going on in the world today, I think we would come away with an investigated heart, and we would assay the battlefield, what's going on. We could probably say with all surety, what in the world is going on, right? Because there seems to be trouble at every hand. We've never seen so many countries ready to destroy, and not only destroy, but to completely wipe them off of the face of the earth, as what we're seeing today. All you have to see is how that these superpowers who got nuclear warheads are threatening to use them and threatening to wipe off people groups off of the face of the earth. And then we have so many other things. As we would assay the battlefield, as we would look around and investigate what in the world is going on, there seems to be trouble on every hand, doesn't there? I mean, just name something, name us, anything almost, and you could start naming what all the problems are and about it. And so I wanted to stay a little bit on the light side of this. And so I'm going to ask Todd to play a short video for me. It's in there.
Troubles. I just moved into a new town and I got run over by the welcome wagon.
All right, what in the world is this preacher doing now? I debated whether or not to show it. And I'll tell you, they was not drinking moonshine, they were drinking Mountain Dew, amen? And if you drink enough Mountain Dew, you'll act like you're drunk, I'm telling you. You'll run around the house cleaning like crazy. Well, I think, and the reason I feel, you know, of doing that was because even though this world is crazy, this world is out of control, and even though we're going to go into a spiritual battle, I believe God wants us to have fun.
Amen.
Amen? We're gonna have some fun. Because when you kick the devil out, you can have a victory. And so the investigation of the world, really the world is sick. And Jesus said it best. He said unto them that those that are whole, they don't need a doctor, but those that are sick.
Right.
And I come not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. There's so much brokenness, there's so much sin, there's so much lostness in our world. And God wants to break through with some of that. God wants us to go fight for that. I heard in our Sunday school class a prayer request that should cause every one of us to pick up our weapons and go to battle. And the prayer request was this: I pray that my husband Rick would get saved. It should cause every one of the brothers and sisters that were sitting in that room hearing that prayer request that says, okay, Jesus, I'm picking up the armor. I'm going to go now. And I'm going to go fight for Rick. Do you realize that Rick is a talented bass player? You know, I dream and I ponder of him being on our stage playing bass for us because he can play anything and he's good at it. But we are going to have to fight for Rick's soul. We can't just say, oh, Diane, we're praying for him. And we do, Diane, we pray. But it takes more than that. God wants us to get engaged. God wants us to get excited about the opportunity of using us into somebody's life. Because there's so much brokenness going on. There's so much sin in our world. And so when we do an investigation of the battlefield, what do we see? What do we see? Well, David gives us some great insight on go fight for Jesus. The first thing that we notice in our investigation of the battlefield that David was involved in is the word go. Everyone say go.
Go.
Go. Not stop, but go. Go, right? And so the way I see it, there's three ways we can go. Okay? Three ways. The first way that we can go is we can go back. We can go back. That's not a fun path. And yet the Bible gives us a lot of examples of those who turn back and quit following. They turn back. The first example we would have would be the children of Israel when Moses got them out of Egypt and they were facing the Egyptian army that was pursuing them. And as they got to the Red Sea, they began to tell Moses, "Moses, see, we told you. We told you not to take us out of Egypt. We told you, Lord, you know, that you're going to take us out of there and we're now going to die in the wilderness." He said, "You know, we had food and we had places to stay. And we even told you back then that we don't want to leave." And so they were ready to go back. But I'm thankful for what Moses' answer was. His answer was, "Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord."
Amen.
And he reached forth and the Red Sea opened up and they walked upon dry ground. Amen. It's time for the church of Jesus Christ to start walking on some dry ground. Because on our own, we cannot get it done. On our own, we cannot win the victory. But the victory belongs to the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
He is able to do all things. And so we notice that they decided to go back. I don't know about you, but I'm not going back. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We're not going back. You know, I asked Emily if it was okay if I shared her story a little bit. And she said, sure. I don't know if you saw her post. I'm not on Facebook and I'm not on some of the social media. If I got on there, I'd probably get myself in a lot of trouble. But Alberta showed me a post that Emily gave, and she was talking about her last 2 years of her journey and how that God has just been a miracle for her and how that God has used her. And I can say without a shadow of a doubt, Emily's not going back.
Amen.
Amen. Emily's going to stay strong to the Lord Jesus. Amen. And we applaud you. We applaud you. Remember the folks that was following Jesus in the New Testament? They went back. They decided to go back because Jesus was teaching them and Jesus was doing some miracles and Jesus was feeding them with a couple loaves of pieces of bread and some fish. And then they came to Jesus and Jesus said, "And unless I do a miracle, you won't believe and you won't follow me." And the Bible tells us that a couple of amazing things happened. The first thing that happened was that the Bible says in John chapter 6 and verse 66. Did you get that? John 6, 66 or 666. And that verse says that after that, they turned back and did not follow him anymore. Do you realize the task of the devil is to get us from following him? If the devil can keep us from following Jesus, then our life will become cold and disconnected with the things of God. And we won't be seeing the miracles that God wants to give us. And so the devil is always plotting to get us to quit following him. But one of the miracles that I found in this scripture was that Jesus was saying that, and the Bible says that many that day quit following Jesus. We live in a time where people are not following Jesus. And I'm not talking about those that are non-Christian. I'm talking about those that are Christian. They quit following Jesus. They've given up. And they are following afar off, maybe. But then it happened, and Jesus said, turned to the disciples and said, "Will you too quit following me?" Remember that? Remember that story? And it was Peter, who I believe is Bill Slusher. Amen. Give you a hint of his funeral message. I believe Bill was like a Peter. And Peter said, "Lord, where else can I go? And who has the eternal words of God?" And they continue to follow him. And then there was a time when the disciples was faced with the very fact that they could lose their life. You're going to lay it on the line. And Jesus said, I'm going to Jerusalem to lay down my life for you. And he did an amazing thing. Remember, he didn't say to the disciples, here's what I think is amazing. He didn't say, guys, come on, let's follow me. He told them, I'm going to Jerusalem to lay down my life. And then he turned around and he started walking. And then Philip said, come on, guys, let's go too, so that we might die with him. Jesus didn't tell him, come follow me. He just turned around and started walking. And they decided to continue to follow. Amen. Aren't you glad that you're following Jesus? And so there is no turning back. The Apostle Paul told us in Philippians chapter 3 and verse 13, says, brethren, I count not myself to have comprehended, but that this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth to those things which are before, that I might reach for the high price of the calling of that comes from the Lord Jesus Christ. And so everything that we kind of maybe done in the past, we just need to forget about it. And now we really need to look at the future. What does God want us to do in 2024? What will be successful? I can tell you this. I have more fun trying new things out that are not successful as doing the things we've always done every day. Amen? And that's why I'm not afraid to try it. And somebody comes to me and says, listen, I got this idea. What do you think of this? I said, let's give it a try. There's only two things that could happen. God could bless it and then it'll go take off. Or we'll fail and we'll just figure out something else to do. Amen? Amen? And so Paul was a mess. He was a mess in his life. He was killing the Christians. He was destroying churches. He was emptying out the churches. But then God got a hold of him. Has God gotten a hold of you?
Amen.
Amen. He should be getting a hold of you. And he'll change your life. Because we go for him and we follow him. And so we can see that on Wednesday nights, we're going to be talking about how to be armed and dangerous. We're going to learn how to fight the good fight. We're going to learn what it means to pray. We're going to learn what it means that when somebody in our congregation says, I've got a sick person that we need to help, we need to help them. If we got somebody in our congregation that doesn't know Jesus, we should send the A team out. Because there is no B team. Amen? Get on our knees and start praying. And the devil will start fighting us. But we can win. Through the help of our God, we can win. And so the second way you can go is you can stay where you're at. And they call it playing it safe. We do that a lot at work. We play it safe at work, you know, because we've got a little bit of experience with our upper management. And sometimes we say, let's just play it safe. Guys, I'm going to put you guys out there on the front line. We'll just play it safe a little bit. But let me tell you, playing it safe is no fun. Jesus called it being lukewarm. You're not either warm, you're not really hot, you're not really cold, you're not really hot, but you're lukewarm. And so staying where we are is a place where there's no miracles. There's no growth. And there's no power in staying where you're at. I don't know about you, but I'm looking for some fresh victories. Amen. I'm looking for some fresh miracles. I'm looking for a fresh anointing from God. Because the anointing that I got yesterday is gone. And so I wake up and I say, God, my anointing from yesterday is gone. So unless you anoint me fresh today, I'm not going to be able to do anything else unless I just want to stay the same. And I'm telling you, I'm tired of being the same. I want to see God working in our midst. I want to be able to go to work and people know that when they know that I'm a pastor, that they know that they can come to me at any given time. Yeah. One of the things that I put on my resume or my review this year Because, you know, you have to do these self-evaluations, you know, and man, those are the hardest things in the world to do, you know. Sometimes I'd say, Bert, can you write this for me, you know. And I was kidding my boss. This year I found a great way to write our reviews. I'm just going to use AI. Yeah. Amen. One of the things that I put on my, are you a sociable and a person in your workplace? They want to know. I reminded my boss that the HR manager asked me to counsel someone that wasn't in our group to try to help them because they were going through a very difficult time. So that, I figure that's a pretty good one, amen? Yeah. Can't argue with that one. Got to measure up. And so we notice that God sometimes wants us to write a review. How did we do last year? Isn't that what the new year is all about? He wants us to take an account of what we did and how it all turned out. And so staying the same as a place where no miracles, there's no power, there's no growth. And I believe it makes Jesus sad. But I also believe it makes Jesus mad. All you're going to do is read the parables of the talents, and you'll see how he really feels about that situation, especially the one who had one and buried it. So David, the third way is to go. And so we notice that David chose to go. Now we know the story how that the armies was on one side, the Philistines were on one side, and the army of Israel was on another side. And this was a great valley. And in this valley, there was actually a gulf. Well, it was almost like dug out, almost like. And so basically what would happen is, if you decided to go to battle, and you decided to fight the one that was in the middle crying out, you know, every day Goliath would go out there and say, "Come! Find your champion! Come and fight me!" And he would be standing there in his gap area. And so basically they said it was 10 to 12 foot deep. So once you jumped into it, you couldn't get out. And so in other words, once you decided to do battle, you couldn't change your mind. You were in there. If you jumped in there, you either lived or you died. And we noticed that David, he came to the battlefield, and his oldest brother says, "Oh, what are you doing here? You're supposed to be taking care of the father's sheep, and I know the naughtiness of your heart, and I know all about your pride. You're only here to see the battlefield. That's why you come. You didn't come just to give us drink and food, but you came because you wanted to see the battlefield." And David said something really amazing. Is there not a cause? Is there not a cause? And so the question for us today is there not a cause? What is Bethany Baptist's cause? What is your cause? What is God's cause in the world today? The world is sick, and he came to save them. And he came to heal the sickness of the family. And I'm thankful what the psalmist said. He pulled me from the miry pit and put my feet upon the solid rock. Do you hear what the psalmist said? He pulled me out. God has pulled us out of sin. God has pulled us out of pride. God has pulled us out of the things that were keeping us contrary to the Word of God. The Bible says that he reached down when we couldn't get out ourselves, that he reached down and he pulled us out, and we were stuck in the mud and we couldn't move. And God saw us.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus is right. And the Bible says he pulled us out and put us on a solid rock. Is there not a cause? Well, let me tell you, Jesus fought for you. He didn't give up. Jesus kept on coming, and he kept on showing up. The person who had a part in my getting back to church was a young man. He played a guitar, and he would come over our house and visit us. And of course, when I heard that he was coming, I would go to the barn. I didn't want to talk to him. He's Christian. I'm out of God's will. I didn't want any part of that. And we had this little rock and roll band that we thought that we were cool, you know. And my brother would play guitar, and I would play drums, and my cousin would sing. And we thought we were just hot snot, and we couldn't play a lick. Amen. And so we'd have our instruments set up in a garage, and so he would come over, and I'd be at the barn, and all of a sudden we hear this ling, the guitar fired up, and all of a sudden we hear someone singing "Amazing Grace" on our guitar. They're gonna roar on our guitar, singing "Amazing Grace," amen. And so we would go and we would talk with them and have conversation, you know. And then we figure, okay, he's gone now. He kept coming back, till we ended up in church. That's the way God is, amen. God keeps showing up. Whenever you're close to making a decision for God and you don't make that decision, God just shows up again. Amen. He puts something in your way. He puts something that reveals Himself to you. And so we notice here that He kept showing up. The psalmist said, "Where can I go from the Lord?" As we assay the battlefield is our heart. If we do an investigation of what God really wants to do in our life, we have to assay the battlefield, and the battlefield is actually our heart. It is where Satan is doing battle with us. He is trying to get our hearts turned away from God so that he can win the battle. And so when we assay the battlefield, when we do an investigation of what in our life is causing us problems, we have to assume that there is a problem with our hearts. And so let me close with a challenge for you today. Are you willing to go? David was willing to go. In 2024, a crusade for Jesus, fighting for Jesus. Go fight for Jesus. Are we willing to go? And so I got this challenge for you to do over the next 2 weeks. I want you to make a batch of cookies, or if you don't bake like I don't bake, you can go to Kroger's. They make some pretty good ones, all right? And pick up a couple dozen of cookies or something, and go to the neighbor directly next to you on the right hand, and go to the neighbor that's just directly next to you on the right hand and left hand, and take them a dozen of cookies and invite them to Gospel Jam, or invite them to Sunday school, invite them to church. Say, "Hey, we'd like you to come and be part of that." Now, my two neighbors, neighbor on the, I don't know, depending on which side you're looking at, you know, you're looking at the road, the one on the left's my daughter, the one on the right goes to Bible Baptist. So what I need to do is I need to go one house over, right? Because I'm not going to play it easy. Oh, I'll take the challenge, Pastor, knowing that my daughter lives there, and when the guy goes to Bible Baptist, that was easy. No, I'm going to have to do something that I haven't done, is walk across a couple yards to get to a neighbor and to invite them to Jesus, invite them. The challenge is go. We notice David did one other thing. He assayed the armor that he had on him. And he decided, and he did that because the Bible says because he had not proved them. So the sword and the helmet and the coat of nails, of metal that he had on, says, "I haven't proved these. I can't use these." So he took them off. As we assay the battlefield of our heart, what do we need to take off? What do we need to get rid of in order to really fight the fight? Bethany Baptist cannot go back. Bethany Baptist cannot stay still. Bethany Baptist must stand for the call to go. The gospel call is always a call of going forward. We need to go forward. And we need to go at all costs to go forward and fight for Jesus. Amen. Tammy, as you come and have a song of invitation, how's your heart today? Would you do an investigation of yourself, where you are? Would you do an investigation of where God wants you to go? As we sing, Almost Persuaded, as we stand and sing.
Almost persuaded.
pray for Rick. I want to pray for Rick. Okay. We don't have to kneel because I know it's hard to get in. But lost. Amen. Hey, we're going to have communion today. We forgot to put it in the bulletin. You can tell Alberta's not here, right? I went home on Wednesday and she says, okay, what does that look like? And I said, man, it's not that she says, you don't need me? And I said, like, are you crazy? Of course I need you. I'm going to fail if you're not there to help me. And it shows up in today's bulletin, right? So if you can have your seat for just a second, we are going to use our communion cups that are easy to get open. I know. You might want to start as soon as you get it, because maybe by the time I get around, I'm sorry, Zerikai, I was going to come around. Anybody have a testimony?
What? Nobody's got a testimony? God wasn't good to you this week? Come on. It's been a great week, I think.
Man.
The snow that we were supposed to get is not here. It's a little wet out there, but I'm sure the farmers say we probably need water, right?
Sure.
It's been dry for a while.
That's fine. That works. Good job.
I took communion this morning.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry?
There's two people in this church. You said they were easy?
Yes. These are supposed to be the new improved, but I don't see how they're improved at all, to tell you the truth. They're very difficult. It's supposed to be one or the other, and it feels like that there's, I don't know.
Start it from the end that doesn't bend.
Okay. Well, and I will also say we can always take communion like we did during the coronavirus when we were doing it with our shut-ins at the nursing home. We couldn't get inside to be with them. We did communion. What we did is we pretended, right? So if you can't get it out, that's all right. The Lord knows your heart, right? And so so there's the one that is got the split on the bottom.
That's the last one you're going to peel. The other end is the one you want to peel first.
And I tell you, I managed to open the juice and not the bread. Okay?
Is that what you did here?
We are going to, that's okay.